Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to Saving Lives in Slow Motion. Today, I'd like to talk about the essence of health. What do I even mean by that? Well, it's been a long, tough year for lots of people. And as I come to the end of it, and people are running out of steam from what I can see and just waiting to get to some kind of imaginary finish line, which of course doesn't really exist because it's simply a calendar date. And I know it's a festive time of year coming up, but I wanted to just drill down on what makes good health for individuals, because I firmly believe it's different for different people. And why I think of this is nowadays we're bombarded, aren't we, by social media, and there's all these commentators and influencers talking about all sorts of things. It can be quite overwhelming, you know, doing a double breath in through your nose and breathing out through your mouth. Oh, I've got to do that. Or buy a special kind of coffee or a,
I don't know, chemical-free washing powder.
You know, it's confusing. And so I wanted to really think about what defines the essence of health. What got me thinking about it is we've had a few people who've been a bit upset in recent months, and this happens in every practice across the land. And when I drilled down on why these people were feeling upset, it's because they'd had appointments at the hospital and they didn't feel listened to, and that seemed to really affect their mental health. So for that group of people, one of the essences, one of the essential factors in their health is not feeling dismissed. So I'm not talking here about all the stuff I normally talk about. I'm talking about nuanced things that are really important to people. Another person I know, people I know in fact, hugs are really important to them. And what's interesting is if you take the group I just mentioned about people who feel dismissed, and often they have low self-esteem because of shame. The science for that group and for the hugging group, actually, there's data behind that. We know that guilt or shame, for example, can result in fight or flight or a freeze response. And there's so much soft evidence behind hugs and how good they are for us. This all sounds a bit woolly, I know, but no more woolly than the stuff that you see on Instagram, because these are hidden things that we don't think about that do affect our health. Just thinking about hugs, I mentioned in other episodes about the response you sometimes get when you take away, I don't know, a load of chocolate or a phone from a teenager who's in the middle of a game or in the middle of scrolling through something, and you get an addiction withdrawal response. So anger or, you know, some sort of emotional response. And one of the ways to cover that is to give them something to replace that dopamine withdrawal. And a hug is a good way of doing that. And if you, it's interesting, one of my best friends, he's a very clever guy, but also quite simple in some ways. And we spoke on holiday once about parenting and how to, you know, handle children when they're not in a great state. And his answer, which I absolutely love and I still use to this day, is if you don't really know what the response should be, just give them love, you know, give them a hug. And, you know, even if you're annoyed with them or feeling anger, just such a simple thing that will not only affect your health positively, but also that of your child. And just drilling down deeper into that, yes, of course, if your child's crying, you want to give them a hug. But if they've done something bad, in inverted commas, you know, they might be feeling guilt or shame. And actually, if you give them a hug, you're not necessarily condoning that bad behavior. You're just responding in a way that is more likely to make them respond better in themselves. Compassion and self-compassion. Okay, what else? We're at the end of a year. We're looking forward to the new year. I could talk about all sorts of things. Some people love being outdoors. Some people need company. Some people need to read books. The essence of health is what this episode is about. So another one, which is very common, and again, this for me in the consulting room comes up when someone's a bit lost and we're exploring, you know, what's going on in their life and trying to sort of drill down to what really makes them feel alive. And just as in my trauma episode, I talked about how psychotherapists often think that, you know, adults are stuck at the age of 6 and any of their unmet needs at that age act out as adults in terms of behaviours, often maladaptive behaviours. It's also an age where you remember what having fun is like, you know, whether that's playing with Lego or throwing snowballs or jumping into puddles. And certainly when we move into adult life, unless you make time and space for yourself or having fun in inverted commas, life can become mundane. And it's not stuff that has to cost lots of money. It's just a mindset and manipulating things, for want of a better word, to make yourself feel better. So two very common ones, which I love as well, are music and sport. So music for me is just the stuff I've listened to for years, and it does take me to another place. And a lot of people who listen to music regularly will tell you that there's nothing better than listening to a particular song and how it transports you to a certain time in your life or into a certain state. And recently online, there's been a lot of talk about, you know, the most relaxing music in the world. And there's a track called Weightless by Marconi Union, which I'll link to in the show notes. And it's quite interesting. I've been doing some reading around different types of music, and part of this particular track is that it's got quite discordant sounding chords, which apparently activate both brain hemispheres at once. Now, I'm no neuroscientist, and it's not that important. It's just what works for you. It really is. This is not grade one evidence-based stuff from some huge trial. We're talking about the essence of what you think creates good health for you. Now, the flip side is a lot of people go, well, you know, going to the pub and drinking 5 pints of beer, well, clearly that's going to harm your health, isn't it, in the long term? But just by doing that, you're likely going with other people. You're part of a community. And if you just think about what's happening physiologically when you do these things, when you listen to music or you play music, for example, you know, there's so much going on in terms of our brain's pleasure centers. And depending on what the activity is, if you're playing music in a group, that in itself, you know, because you're in a group, has benefits. Same goes with sport. It's such an amazing package of things. You know, it's competitive, it's a group activity, it's exciting, it's self-improvement, for want of a better word. And just listening to stories over many years in the consulting room, you realize just how important these things are, because often these are things that are or have been regular parts of someone's life for many years. So it's not like a holiday which it only lasts a few days or a week or whatever, where you get a hit of whatever it is, relaxation, excitement. These are really the things that we live for, you know, and they're linked to, dare I say it, you know, matters of the heart in some way. They nourish us. Okay, what's another one? Cooking, food. And if you don't cook, then eating food. It's a massive one. And wherever you go in the world, food is a big part of culture, cuisine. And, you know, I remember years ago, I was, I can't remember why. I think my car was in for a service and I had to get a taxi to an appointment. And the cab driver that picked me up from the car park of a supermarket, and there was a car washing service that we could both see, these guys that were sort of doing a valet service, and there was a massive queue of cars. It was that time of year, sort of in autumn, when there's a lot of mud on the roads. And I remember saying to this driver, he was sort of grilling me, going, asking me what I did for a living and all this sort of stuff. And I said, oh, you know, I'm a doctor and whatever. And we were looking at this queue of cars, and I said, you know, I'm like, wow, you know, those guys are going to have a good payday today. They're really busy. And he just sort of went, well, yeah, maybe, but, you know, they have to kind of stand around in the rain and eat a sandwich for lunch, which is no fun. And we carried on talking about all sorts of things. And what was really important to this driver was meal times, breakfast, lunch, and dinner were like a really key thing in his life. And he'd sort of fashioned his working hours and working life around this ritual at home. And so what he was indirectly saying was that he felt that these guys at the car wash, yes, they might be making lots of money, but their lives are probably not as enriched as his from the role that food played. Certainly, he'd made an assumption, obviously, about eating a sandwich in the rain. But again, all of these things actually have an impact on our health. And I don't think we talk about them enough. They're not things like hobbies. They're a mixture of habits, activity, and the impact they have on our physiology. Let's take the other extreme. So if you don't do these things, and while I've been talking about these things, I'm hoping you've been just totting these things up in your head, thinking, oh, actually, yeah, I do. I like a bit of that, or I do that, or you might be thinking, actually, I used to do that and I don't do it anymore. And once you remove these things that nourish us, you often find that you end up in a position where you think, do you know what? My life's just miserable. My quality of life. You hear that phrase a lot, don't you? Quality of life. And, you know, a lot of professions score people's quality of life using questionnaires, and they tend to cover things like material security, financial security, material well-being, health and safety, you know, having a significant other, and things like intellectual development and what your job is and how creative and social you are. But they don't really drill down. And I think that's what I'm trying to do here, is what is it that enriches our life and as a result keeps us healthy? And it's funny when, you know, when people sort of give you advice that you don't necessarily want. And I've heard, you know, other people do it to other people. So sometimes, you know, you're sat at a train station or an airport and you're kind of the people sitting opposite you, and you can hear their conversation because they're not trying to hide anything. And one person says to the other, you know, you should get out there and meet some people, or you should get out there and take up a hobby. And what they're kind of saying is you need a way of enriching your life. And I do think these things are the essence of health. It's, yes, of course, stress, sleep, exercise, diet, environment, all of those things are really important. But, okay, what else? Relationships, obviously very important. And at the beginning of this episode, I talked about people that didn't feel listened to or felt dismissed. And part of this is not just about bringing more good stuff into your life and doing the things that nourish you. It's also avoiding people or things that drain you. And I have to say, as a doctor, it's really difficult to do this because you're hardwired to try and help people. So you often don't have the boundaries that you should, and it's easy to get burnt out. But I do have friends, mainly from other sectors, who will just not tolerate certain things, you know. And that means not going to something social, you know, like a social event, because it's going to be not in keeping with them being able to enjoy it, whether that's the people that are going or the venue that it's at or the food that's being served. And they're very boundary, and they go, look, it's just not for me. You have a good time. I'll give it a miss. And they're very comfortable with that. And it's quite a good thing in a way, because they don't have that fear of missing out on things.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now, I'm guessing that a lot of people are going to expect I'm going to end this episode with, well, actually, the main essence of health is connection, because everyone always says that, don't they? Hey, look, it's important, but we are all so neurodivergent these days that that isn't necessarily the be-all and end-all. Some people are quite happy in their own world. And, you know, the world we live in is different for different people. What I would say is that the most important outcome measure of health, actually, as we age, is the number of social connections that we have. But that is a statistic and does not mean that it's a rule or anything that's set in stone. So I guess for me, when I reflect back on this year and I think about all the people I've seen in the consulting room, when I think about myself and my family life, and as I've said before, I think time is of the essence. All it takes is for something to happen to a friend or a family member and you suddenly realize that the clock is against us. And these things, the essence of what makes good health, what enriches our life, what improves our quality of life, are things that we should be investing in while we can. It's too late when you're ill or not able to enjoy these things. And if you get it right, they feed into everything else. They feed into exercise. They feed into diet. They feed into your environment. They make us human, keep us healthy in the true sense of the word. Now, if this all sounds a bit woolly for you and you want to put it into a kind of medical context, what I'm really talking about is closest to salutogenesis. And salutogenesis is all about orientating a person towards health and well-being. And just as, you know, when you look at how disease develops, that's called pathogenesis, salutogenesis goes in the opposite direction. And although, you know, when I post a link to it, you'll see that it has so many strands, you know, like coping and quality of life and connectedness and optimism and all sorts of things. Almost all of them can be extrapolated from that melee of kind of life enriching activity I mentioned earlier, whatever it is. So as it comes to the start of a new calendar year, my promise to myself is that I'm going to do more of those things, because it's an investment in your health. It really is. Now, I'm going to end this with one of my favourite poems, and I didn't mention art, which is also quite important to me, drawing and painting. But I think this really sums up what I'm trying to get across, and I've recited this before. It's called Dust If You Must by Rose Milligan. Dust if you must, but wouldn't it be better to paint a picture or write a letter, bake a cake or plant a seed? Ponder the difference between want and need. Dust if you must, but there's not much time, with rivers to swim and mountains to climb. Music to hear and books to read, friends to cherish and life to lead. Dust if you must, but the world's out there, with the sun in your eyes and the wind in your hair. A flutter of snow, a shower of rain, this day will not come around again. Dust if you must, but bear in mind, old age will come and it's not kind. And when you go, and go you must, you yourself will make more dust. I just love that. I really do. And look, it's festive season. It's a difficult time of year for a lot of people. And I'm going to be offline till January now. So until we meet again, do look after yourself. Take care. I really hope you have a good end to this year. It's been a long haul, and it's really the first year where we've readjusted after the pandemic, even though that seems like a long time ago. I will be back in 2024, which is just around the corner, with lots of thoughts and a look forward. Do get in touch with me on socials. Please let me know your thoughts about what you think the essence of health and good quality of life is. For those of you that have not read it, the paperback version of The Health Fix is finally out in January of 2024. I'm super excited. And I'm doing a talk actually in London. So if you're around, do come along. It's on Wednesday, the 10th of January at the House of St. Barnabas in Soho, London. I'll post a link in the show notes. But in the meantime, have a lovely holiday season. And I'm wishing you all the very best for 2024. Happy New Year to you as well. And I will be back in the first week of January. All the best. Do take care. Look after yourself. Bye for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.